There's something you should know about William. William liked dinosaurs. Actually, he didn't just like them, he loved them. In fact, he loved them so much, I should probably shout it like this. William loved dinosaurs! William had dinosaur pyjamas, dinosaur socks, dinosaur pants, a dinosaur-shaped toothbrush, dinosaur wallpaper, two dinosaur posters, a dinosaur lampshade, and more dinosaur toys than he could fit into a bag for life. But if there was one thing William knew for sure, it was that you could never have too many dinosaur toys. William lived in a wonky little house on the edge of a busy town, on the edge of a busier city. But even though the house was small, it never really felt that way because only two people lived in it. William and his dad, Bob Trundle. Now, I bet you're wondering why William didn't have a mum. Well, of course, he did have a mum once, but sadly she died a long time ago when William was very young. So it had been just William and Mr. Trundle for as long as William could remember. As well as dinosaurs, William loved Christmas, but not half as much as his dad did. Mr. Trundle loved Christmas so much that whenever Christmas Day was over, he would sob uncontrollably for a whole week, sometimes until the end of January, desperately clinging on to Christmas. He even had a secret Christmas tree hidden in his wardrobe, which was permanently decorated, and it lit up when he opened the door to get his socks. Each morning, as Mr. Trundle got dressed, he would look at his secret tree and say to himself, "Every step you take away from last Christmas brings you one step closer to the next." It was these words that got him through the year. On this particular morning, though, Mr. Trundle was feeling very merry indeed, because it was the first day of December. "Time to get ready for school, Willy Poos," Mr. Trundle called from the kitchen, as he spread butter onto two steaming hot crumpets, Mr. Trundle's favourite breakfast. William rolled his eyes at the silly nickname his dad used for him, Willy Poos. "Dad, you can't keep calling me that. I'm 7 3/4. It's embarrassing," William shouted from his bedroom, as he stuffed his school bag full of books. "I thought we'd agreed that I can call you Willy Poos when you're not at school. You can't go changing the rules willy-nilly, Willy Poos," Mr. Trundle teased as he walked into his son's bedroom. "Happy 1st of December!" Mr. Trundle beamed as he placed a breakfast tray down on William's desk and nodded his head excitedly at a rectangular object perched perfectly next to the plate of golden crumpets. William followed his gaze and saw that it was a chocolate-filled advent calendar. "Thanks, Dad. Where's yours?" asked William. Every year, William and Mr. Trundle would each have an advent calendar and open a new door together every morning before school. It was a Trundle tradition. William thought he saw a flicker of sadness on Mr. Trundle's face, which was quickly replaced by a smile. "I thought it might be fun to share one this year, William," Mr. Trundle said. Lately they'd been sharing a lot of things, as Mr. Trundle didn't have very much money. But William didn't mind. "Oh, okay," he said. "I'll open the door, and you can have the first chocolate, Dad." "How about I open the door and you have the first chocolate, William?" Mr. Trundle suggested. "Thanks, Dad," William said, grinning. He'd secretly hoped his dad would say that. "Say cheese," said Mr. Trundle as he quickly snapped a photo of the two of them. "Ah, that'll make a lovely Christmas card this year," he said, admiring the photograph. It was another Trundle tradition to take a photograph on the 1st of December for the Christmas cards they would send to a long list of their distant relatives. Auntie Kim on the Isle of Wight, Great Nana Joan, who looked like a witch, cousins Lily and Joe, Auntie Julie, second cousin Sam, Uncle H. Trundle, great-grandpa Ken. It was a long list, half of whom William had never met.